sunt mama frumos și cără, și la băieți le sucesc mindează. Dar eu le spun să-și pună pofta în cui, că nu dau inima mea oricum. M-a făcut mama frumos și cără, și la băieți le sucesc mindează. Dar eu le spun să-și pună pofta în cui, că nu dau inima mea oricum. Ca Moldoveanca nu mai e ale ta.
Hello again, I'm Adrian Iosifescu, your host of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast, and this is episode 31. As I mentioned in my previous episode, I thought important for us to explore the Jewish history of some major Romanian cities, so we continue here with the city of Iași. You just listened to the song called in Romanian Moldovanca de la Iași, in English Moldovan Woman from Iași, performed by Andreea Romila. A link to the full song is provided in the episode notes. Iași, in English and Yiddish Jassy, is the largest city in eastern Romania, the third largest city in Romania. Iași was the capital of Moldavia for almost 300 years, from 1564 until 1859. When Moldavia merged with the Principality of Wallachia in 1859, Iași and Bucharest were the de facto capitals for 3 years. In 1862, the two principalities of Moldavia and Wallachia were recognized as Romania with a national capital in Bucharest. Iași served again as the capital of Romania during the First World War from 1916 to 1918, when Bucharest was occupied by Germany and its allies. Still referred to as the Moldavian capital, Iași is the main economic and business center of Romania's Moldavian region. As of 2021 census, the city proper had a population of over 300,000 people, while its metropolitan area had a population of about 423,000 inhabitants. Iași is home to the oldest Romanian university and to the first engineering school in Romania, accommodating over 60,000 students in 5 public universities. The social and cultural life of the city revolves around the Vasile Alexandrii National Theatre, the oldest in Romania, the Moldova State Philharmonic, the Opera House, the Iași Ateneum, the Botanical Garden, one of the oldest and the largest in Romania, and the Central University Library, again, the oldest in Romania. Scholars have different theories on the origin of the name Iași. Some argue that the name originated with the Sarmatian tribe Iaziges of Iranian origin, mentioned by Ovid in his writings. Another explanation indicates that the name originated from the Iranian Alanic tribe of Jassy, having the same origin with the Iaziges tribes. Let's look a little bit at the history of the city Iași. Archaeological investigation attests to the presence of human communities on the present territory of the city and around it as far as it goes to the prehistoric age. Later settlements included those of the Cucuten culture, a late Neolithic archaeological culture. There is archaeological evidence of human settlements in the area of Iași dating from the 6th to the 7th century, the so-called Curtea Domnească, the royal court. In 1396, Iași is mentioned by the German crusader Johann Schlitberger, a participant in the Battle of Nicopolis. The name of the city is first found in an official document in 1408. This is a grant of certain commercial privileges by the Moldavian prince Alexander to the Polish merchant Lvov. However, as buildings older than 1408 still exist, for example, the Armenian church believed to be originally built in 1395, it is certain that the city existed before its first surviving written mention. Around 1564, Prince Alexandru Lăpușneanu moved the Moldavian capital from Suceava to Iași. In 1640, Prince Vasile Lupu established the first school in which the Romanian replaced Greek, and set up a printing press in the Byzantine monastery called Triararchy, built in 1639. The city was often burned down and looted by the Tatars in 1513, 1574, 77, 1593, by the Ottomans in 1538, then by Cossacks and Tatars again in 1650, or by the Poles in 1620 and 1688. As you can see, it's surprising that after so many disasters, anything survived to today. In 1734, it was hit by the plague. The city was also affected by famine in 1575, 1724, 1739, and large local fires, 1725, 35, 53, 66, 85, propagated by many buildings that were built at that time of wooden structures. Now that we have an idea of Iași history, let's quickly review the history of the Jews in Moldavia and specifically in Iași. More details were already presented in previous episodes dedicated to the history of Jewry in Romania. Iași figures prominently in the Romanian Jewish history, with the first documented presence of Sephardi Jews dating from the late 16th century. The oldest tomb inscription in the local cemetery probably dates from 1610. The first Jewish settlers arrived in Iași around the 15th century. Isaac Benjamin Shore, a Jew from Iași, was steward and chancellor to Prince Stephen the Great, who ruled Moldavia from 1457 to 1504. Isaac was also served under Bogdan, Stephen the Great's son and successor of Stephen. In 1551, the Jew Emmanuel was nominated by the Turkish Sultan to be the ruler of Moldavia. However, it's not clear whether he actually ruled that principality. At the end of the 16th century, the Jewish settlement in Iași became a stopover place for Polish merchants on their way to Bessarabia and the port of Galați. Several Moldavian princes used Jewish doctors, who also served in political roles. The trade in wine and hard spirits at that time was almost solely in Jewish hands. In the 17th century, Iași served as a stopover for immigrants from Central and Eastern European countries, and Jews slowly began to settle in the area. A statistics from 1851 records almost 1,200 Jewish merchants and 1,500 craftsmen, to which are added about 600 Jewish journeymen. Jews were organized in professional guilds, separate from those of Christians. For example, in 1885, 23 Jewish guilds operated in Iași: brassmakers, bakers, grocers, butchers, innkeepers, tailors, schoolers, carpenters, musicians, shoemakers, hatters, barbers, saddlers, upholsterers, weavers, and painters. Jews mainly work in the field of clothing and footwear manufacturing, construction and transportation of goods, food trade, itinerant trade, but were also would find them working as moneylenders or bankers, jeweler, silversmith, brass workers, watchmakers, and bookbinders. Despite laws that seriously affected their economic interests, such as those against itinerant trade from the end of the 19th century, the importance of Jewish entrepreneurs in the economic structure of the city of Iași constantly increased, so that in the first decade of the 20th century, Jews represented about 77% of the craftsmen and traders in Iași. 77%. In the 19th century, the Jewish population throughout Romania grew rapidly, and the fastest growth was in the Moldavian towns. By the mid-19th century, owing to widespread Russian and Galician Jewish emigration to Moldavia, Yashi was at least one-third Jewish, growing to represent almost half of the city population by 1899. Half of the city population was Jewish. According to the 1930 census, with a population of over 35,000 people, Jews were the second largest ethnic group in Yashi. There were over 127 synagogues in Yashi. The Jews settled in most neighborhoods of the city, but especially on streets with commercial traffic. Târgul Cucului, the primary Jewish quarter, became the commercial center of Yashi. During the Second World War, Romanian government forces under Marshal Ion Antonescu launched the Yashi pogrom against the city's Jewish community, which lasted from June 28 to June 30, 1941. According to Romanian authorities, over 13,000 people, or one-third of the Jewish population in Yashi, were massacred and many were deported. A third of the Jewish population. After World War II, Yashi played a prominent role in the revival of Yiddish culture, but politics and renewal antisemitism in the 1960s and 70s led to a declining Jewish population. In 1947, there were about 38,000 Jews living in Yashi. Because of the massive emigration to Israel, in 1975, there were only about 3,000 Jews left in Yashi, with four active synagogues. Currently, Yashi has a dwindling Jewish population to maybe 500 members and only two working synagogues, one of which is the 1671 Great Synagogue, the oldest surviving synagogue in Romania and among the oldest synagogues still active in Europe. As mentioned before, the Jews from Yashi played a major role in the Moldavian and overall Romanian culture. In 1855, Yashi was the home of the first ever Yiddish language newspaper, Korot Haitim. In 1876, Avram Goldfaden founded the world's first professional Yiddish theater in Romania, with the first performances being held in the Pomu Verde Summer Garden on Ulița Mare. They enjoy a favorable review even in the Romanian press, one of the reviewers being the famous Romanian poet Mihail Eminescu. In the following years, the initial repertoire of popular inspiration was modernized under the influence of American review shows and Viennese opera, and was enriched by the staging of works of universal literature and drama. Yashi prominence as a major center of Jewish culture was also noted in the area of music. Words of Hatikva, the Israeli national anthem, were written by Naftali Herz Imber in Yashi. Jewish musicians in Yashi played an important role in preserving the Yiddish culture as performers and composers. The first Zionist Hebrew language newspaper in Romania, Emek Israel, was published in Yashi in 1882. Zionist sports club, student associations, and discussion groups were established in the city, most of which later merged into the Organizația Sionistă, Zionist organization. The Hashanah farms in Yashi were a type of training farms to prepare young people for resettlement in the Palestine region. One particularly noteworthy Yashi academic family was headed by Benjamin Schwarzfeld, who lived from 1822 to 1896. He was an educator, writer, and father of Elias Schwarzfeld, novelist and historian, William Schwarzfeld, writer, publisher, and historian, and Moses Schwarzfeld, writer, publisher, and Zionist leader. In 1878, a group of Maskilim in Yashi, just in the context of Haskalah movement, I want to remind you that Maskilim refers to the followers of the Jewish Enlightenment, a movement that sought to modernize and integrate Jewish life into the European society. So this Maskilim in Yashi established the cultural association Ohale Sherm, whose purpose was to develop the Hebrew language and spread Jewish culture. Hebrew writers involved in the association included Benjamin Schwarzfeld, that I mentioned before, Naum Frankel, Menachem Mendel Braunstein, known as Milbashan, and the physician Carpe Lippe. In 1906, a group of maskilim, including Rabbi Nimerover, Jacob Nacht, Abraham Leib Zissou, Jacob Gropper, Yashub Botonsky, and others, founded the Toynbee Hall Association, which was a sort of a Jewish popular Ateneum, and organized public lectures on Jewish and general topics in Romanian and Yiddish. Among the lecturers who appeared in Yash were Shalom Aleichem, Bernard Lazar, Frank Oppenheimer, and Nahum Sokolow. In Yash, Jewish writers and journalists writing in Romanian before the First World War included Adolf Avram Stumer Rodion, Horia Karp, Eric Fortuna, A. Axelrod, the brothers Joseph and Marcel Brochiner, the former essayist and historian, the later a novelist in Romanian and German, the epigrammist Bernard Golden, the poet Andriel Verea, the journalist John Hefner, Alfred Hefner, Carol Schoenberg, Clement Bulmerk Skrutaror, and Glickman. There were Yiddish poets in Yash, among them Itzik Manger, Leib Drucker, and Shrul Braunstein. Also Hebrew poets, including Eliyahu Matus and Haim Rabinson, and Romanian writers, Gary Spina, Moses Duff. Moses Duff actually is well known for the translation of Psalms, together with the Romanian writer Mihail Sodoveanu. Then Jacques Pinelles, Carol Dreamer, and Isaac Ludo. The poet and philosopher Benjamin Fundoianu, later known as Benjamin Fontaine, also began his literary work in Yashi. An important element of Jewish presence in Yash is the existence of the Jewish cemeteries. The Churki Old Cemetery was the old cemetery of Yashi and the first Jewish cemetery in Romania. It contained graves from the 15th century, the oldest dating from 1457, probably belonging to a Jewish doctor who came to Yash from Poland during the reign of Stephen the Great. The cemetery covered over 12,000 acres and contained over 10,000 graves around the tomb of the Stefaneshti Rebbe and was surrounded by a 3-meter wall. The old cemetery was destroyed in 1943-44 by the order of the legionary mayor Constantin Efrim with the approval of the Marechal Ion Antonescu. In August 7, 1943, the mayor approved the demolition of the surrounding wall with the help of 200 pre-military personnel, and the Jews were invited to exhume their dead. In order to reverse this decision, the mayor Constantin Efrim demanded a huge sum of money from the community. The rabbis of Yassi organized a hunger strike. In the end, it was decided that the little money the community had would be better used for education and social assistance. 100 poor Jews were made to dig up the bones of over 100,000 people. A small part of the remains were transported to the other end of the city in carts and thrown into a mass grave. According to some sources, the tombstones were broken during the decommissioning and were used to pave paths and roads. After the Second World War, the former cemetery land was partially transformed into a park, Tătărașii Park, in agreement with members of the Jewish community. On another part of the land, apartment buildings were built and many bones were found during construction. In 2016, a plaque was erected by Yashi City Hall to commemorate this former cemetery as the oldest Jewish cemetery in Romania. The current land on which the Păcurari New Cemetery is located in the Păcurari neighborhood was purchased by the Jewish community around 1880. The current cemetery houses approximately 150,000 graves and covers an area of over 400 acres. This site was being cared for more than 30 years by Olga Kimir, a 59-year-old woman who in her youth was a mezzo-soprano in the choir of the National Opera of Yashi. Olga Kimir lives right in the administration building of the cemetery, although she has a home in the Pakurar neighborhood. Most rabbis in Yassi from 1859 to 1919 were Hasidim. They included Shemuel Shmelke Taube, his son Uli Sharaga Favel Taube, Yeshayanu Shor, an adept of strict orthodoxy, Dov Ber Rabinovich, also called the Foltichene Rebbe, Haim Landau, another adept of strict orthodoxy, Yeshraya Gutman, and his son Shalom Gutman. From 1897, the position of Yashi chief rabbi was filled by Jacob Isaac Nimerover, who subsequently became the chief rabbi of Romania. Another modern rabbi in Yash was Meir Tenen. Bonan and Robert McShane, two foreign travelers who visited Yassi in 1839, estimated the total number of synagogues at 200, of which 30 were large ones. In a neighborhood, there are 20 synagogues on just one street, the two missionaries noted, probably referring to Târgu Cucului, an area with a high density of Jewish population and numerous synagogues and houses of prayer. They visited 12 synagogues, including the largest in the city, and found them overcrowded during major holidays. The synagogues in Yash were founded and patronized or administered in general by wealthy Jews, professional guilds, and the community. Several synagogues were founded by the families of some leaders of the community, wealthy bankers and merchants, among whom we should mention some well-known ones, such as Michel Daniel and his descendants, Naftule Zisu Kaufmann, Pascal Botoshananul, Shimon Daimont, Yanku and Solomon Feigises. There were also numerous synagogues patronized by professional guilds. In the list from 1843, it was mentioned the synagogues of the cobblers and tailors in Târgu Cucului, the synagogue of the bakers from Podu de Piatră, the one of the guild of the carpenters near the Rufen Church, and another one on Podu Lung. In 1939, about 30 synagogues belonged to different guilds, as mentioned, tailors, furriers, woodworkers, shoemakers, butchers, woodcutters, musicians, stonemasons, weavers, painters, and others. The Great Synagogue of Yassi, the oldest surviving synagogue in Romania and among the oldest synagogues still active in Europe, reflects through its history and architecture both the effects of medieval prohibitions and the benefits of periods of confessional tolerance. It was founded in 1670, reportedly at the initiative of Rabbi Nathan ben Moses Hanover, author of Ibn Mazula, which describes the course of the Khmelnytsky uprising in the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth from a Jewish perspective. He was a rabbi of the Jewish community of Yash in 1660s. A charter granted to the Jewish community of Yashi in 1666 by Prince Elias Alexandru, the Prince of Moldavia, confirmed the right of the local Jews to open a school and have a synagogue in their neighborhood. The synagogue is mentioned in another official document of 1686. In 1822, after a fire that destroyed it, the synagogue was rebuilt in its current form, with further renovations taking place in 1865, in 1914, 1924, and after 1944 and after 1977 earthquakes. Those renovations did not significantly alter its original appearance with thick walls, but reduced height. The most important modern additions being the dome and the floor above the women's gallery. The reason why the synagogue is so low is probably due to the discriminatory laws of medieval Europe, according to which synagogues could not exceed the height of surrounding churches. Consequently, in order to gain maximum interior height, many synagogues were built with the floor below street level. However, we do not know whether, in the case of the Greek synagogue, such a condition was imposed by the authorities or was applied voluntarily as a precautionary measure by Jews accustomed to the arbitrary decisions of the central power. Initially, the position of the Great Synagogue was peripheral within the city, far from the royal court. Until the 19th century, the Jewish quarter around this place developed continuously, becoming the place with the highest density of Jewish population in Yash. It is no coincidence that around the Great Synagogue there appeared in the 18th century and the first half of the following century many other synagogues and prayer houses. Another important synagogue is the Merari Lor Synagogue. Merari Lor means apple growers, and was built in 1865 in the Jewish neighborhood of the city and was re-inaugurated in 2015. It has an imposing shape and the exterior has some stylized Doric pillars. During the communist period, it escaped demolition, but it was used as a storehouse, being masked by a row of white cedar trees in order not to be seen from the street. Currently, the Merari Lor Synagogue is not functioning. Another well-known synagogue in Yash was Chismari Lor Synagogue. Chismari Lor are shoemakers, built in the 19th century, but currently in a very dilapidated condition. Finally, the Podu Rosh Synagogue was the second major synagogue to be built in Yash following the build of the Great Synagogue in Yash in 1671. In 1808, the Abt Rav, Rabbi Avram Yeshua Herschel, moved to Yash to found the Hasidic community there. In 1810, the Abt Rebbe built the synagogue from his own funds, though the completion of the surrounding luxurious homes, which has been part of his contract with the leaders of the Jewish community of Yashi, was never realized. The text of the contract is still to be found in Abt Rebbe's published correspondence. Despite the synagogue no longer standing, it is still recalled today as one of the major synagogues in Yashi. This concludes this episode of Jewish Yash. Next, we'll be talking about the city of Cluj. Until then, be well.